This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Fire on the Earth. Our Holy Father has said the Church is missionary by her very nature. The Church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the Church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to continue to talk about a theme that began yesterday. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The program is archived right there, along with Sister Anne's wonderful program, Food for the Journey. There's lots of stuff at that website that'll help and encourage you. I think in these days you could browse it. There's our television programs, The Choice We Face, programs from Crossing the Goal. There's 153 programs we have now with Crossing the Goal that really are primarily directed at, but not exclusively directed at, helping men respond to the great call at this time in the life of the church. So I encourage you to go there and enjoy it, and hopefully it'll build you up and encourage you. But where I began yesterday, my call this week, the theme I have this week is the final confrontation. That phrase is taken from the words of Pope John Paul II or Cardinal Wojtyła when he was here in the United States in 1976 at the Eucharistic Congress. He took a minute to describe what he thought spiritually was happening in the world. And I want to talk about it this week because as I've been traveling around the country, talking to men and women, really from the East Coast to the West Coast, Catholics who just feel deep in their bones, something dramatic is happening in our time. The things are unraveling. The plates are shifting. Things seem very shaky. And I mentioned yesterday, the country, at least enough people in the country, were shocked by the Planned Parenthood videos, that this undercover sting, you might say, to reveal the truth about what's happening in the whole abortion industry. Prominent leaders, prominent doctors, administrators of Planned Parenthood talking just freely and openly about the killing of children, really even late into pregnancy, and taking their body parts and selling them. And I think it was a sickening thing to watch and very shocking and difficult. And one of the things that came out of it were people saying, what's happening to us? What's with those people? Why can't they see the horrific problem? We're losing sight of the dignity of the human person. There's a fundamental reason for it. On the news, it's talked about in political terms, ideological terms. But friends, what's really going on is something much deeper. The most fundamental realities that are unfolding in the world of the battle is the battle between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, between God and Satan. It's real. It's not a fantasy. It's real. And the church knows this and understands this. I'll read again today because it's brief what Pope John Paul II said. He said, we're now standing in the face of the greatest historical confrontation humanity has ever experienced. I do not think that the wide circle of American society, or the whole wide circle of the Christian community, realized this fully. We are now facing the final confrontation between the church and the anti-church, between the gospel and the anti-gospel, between Christ and the antichrist. This confrontation lies within the plans of divine providence. It is therefore in God's plan, and it must be a trial which the church now must take up and needs to face courageously. Courage. As I read that, I've meditated on this many times, and I think this is an optic into what we're seeing. Really, why are innocent children being killed like that? Why are their body parts being sold the way they are? The human race is increasingly in the West and the first world coming under darkness. Our senseless minds, as St. Paul said, our senseless minds are darkened. Why? Because, as I also read yesterday, as Pope Benedict put his finger on it, building in some ways on the sense from Pope John Paul II about the seriousness of the spiritual battle we're in our times. He put it this way. He said, in our day, in vast areas of the world, the faith is in danger of dying out like a flame which no longer has fuel. And the overriding priority now, he said, is to make God present again in this world and to show men and women the way back to God. He said, not just any God, but the God who spoke on Sinai, to the God whose face we recognize in a love which presses to the end. John 13:1. He said, a love which is revealed in Jesus Christ crucified and risen. Here's the point of what he's saying is happening and why Christ needs to be proclaimed again. And the church needs in herself a profound renewal to be united to the Lord and to stand and bear witness to him, to be the light and the salt of the earth. He said the real problem at this moment in our history is that God is disappearing from the human horizon. And with the dimming of the light which comes from God, humanity is losing its bearings, and with increasingly evident and destructive effects. Tell me, those videos from Planned Parenthood aren't a real incarnation of what he's saying here. Humanity is losing its bearings. There's this fight going on there. There's a battle that somehow, if we can't have the freedom and the power over life and death itself, if we can't decide for ourselves whether life is going to be accepted or not, if we can't sacrifice our own children and take their body parts to do what? You hear the interviews from doctors, Planned Parenthood people, trying to rationalize and justify really immoral behavior at such an enormously high level. They're trying to justify by saying, well, this is all good. This is being used for science. We're going to find a cure for this, that, and the other thing, for Alzheimer's and all the things that living people are afraid of. We're afraid of suffering. We're afraid of being diminished. We're afraid of being unhappy. We're afraid of dying ultimately. The Christian people need to penetrate with the eyes of Christ and see clearly what it is we're up against. This is revealed, I think, so clearly in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. A power that Jesus came to break. It says, it's the devil's strategy to enslave the human race through the fear of death. There's so much in that. It's a deep insight into what happens when humanity loses sight of its eternal destiny, of the reality of God who is light and sheds light into our hearts and minds to give us confidence, understanding, knowledge, faith knowledge, which births hope, which is the confident expectation of fulfillment. The knowledge of God, of the mercy, goodness, power, and majesty of God, and the love of God revealed in Christ, which Pope Benedict is saying here, once again, Christ needs to be proclaimed with clarity. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. Without the light of God, humanity slides back into darkness. That's a fact. Slides back into darkness. And that darkness is revealed in the passage from the writer of the Hebrews. The devil's strategy is to enslave the human race through the fear of death. Death becomes the great power when God's not in the picture, when the victory of Christ isn't there, and we conclude that we're all here by accident, and that there's ultimately no meaning in life, and the whole of our existence becomes a constant fight against death in various ways. Either radical distraction in life to get us distracted so we don't have to believe in it, even something, friends, like the sexual madness that's happening in the country. I was on an app for the cable network Showtime, and I clicked on the app. I was looking for a sports program. I thought it might be on there, and I clicked on it, and all the shows that they show, their series are on there. I was just completely blown away by it, and I mean, I shouldn't be surprised, but in a way, I've never quite seen it before, so clearly, so starkly revealed. One show after another was promoting perverted human sexuality. I mean, it was a show on polyamory, for example. What does that mean? Many loves, promoting now sort of the next thing from the sexual revolution that wants the complete unraveling of any meaning, sense, definition, dignity, value, purity, sacredness of human sexuality and family and the rest of it. Polyamory means many loves. Now, the promotion that five people ought to be able to get married, six people to be able to get married. It's got a couple really, really dark shows about lesbian relationships. It's got a show called Californication. I can imagine what that's all about. I mean, I don't want to imagine what it's all about. But there's a show there about adultery and the promotion in some ways of adultery. It's like one show after another. It's like, what's going on? Why is this network obsessed with all of this stuff? Why? Because when God is no longer in the picture, if God's not in the picture, then human sexuality is not sacred. It's not holy. There's nothing profound. There's nothing monumental, nothing great in it, let's say. It just becomes another drive and desire that we're meant to control. And it's the strongest desire, it's the strongest drive we have toward life itself. And the reason, I believe, why it's going crazy and it's being unleashed in the way it is, and people just seem to go from one deprived definition of its meaning to another, that no hindrance, nothing in the way of it, it's the strongest drive toward life in itself is a battle against death. I mean, there's a lot of detail. I won't go into it now why I'd say that, but fundamentally, it's a cry in the human heart for life, for meaning. It's a perversion. It's a disorder. And what happens when darkness comes on the human mind and we can't see the purpose of who we are, why we're here? Really, what's a man? What's a woman? What's a family? Where does it come from? These things are, when does human life begin? You know, yeah, sure, it's a human being, but it's not yet a person now, they want to say. What are you talking about? What do you think it is? Darkness comes on the human mind, and we lose sight, we lose hold of our bearings, Pope Benedict XVI says. Foundational realities. If our human heart wasn't so gripped by fear, and the drive and the frantic fight against death itself, which is expressed in the fear of being diminished, in the fear of getting sick, in the fear of having trial. So we'll do anything. What's the answer then in a culture of death? You remember the phrase that Pope John Paul II used so often? What is a culture of death? It's the contrary to the culture of life itself, which is a life that comes from God, where a human life is just shot through with dignity from top to bottom. And our life here is meaning, and our destiny has so much glory, and we can be filled with faith and hope. But a culture of death, Jesus Christ is not Lord, but death itself becomes Lord. Death becomes the solution to our greatest problems. What do we do with an unwanted pregnancy? It's scaring us to death. We don't feel like we have the money. It's going to interfere with our career paths. I'm going to stand alone and scared. That's real fear. But in a culture of death, it said, well, we can solve that problem. Just kill it. Not a problem. What do we do on the other end of life? Aging parents who are getting pressured more and more in society to just take a pill and go away. That way, I don't have to make the sacrifices. I don't have to drain my savings. I don't have to miss my moment to consume and to have and to possess everything I want. It doesn't have to interfere with me. What's the answer to that fear? That need to sacrifice and lay down our lives is take a pill and go away. It's the culture of death, friends. When God is pushed from the human horizon, the light which comes from God begins to go out. And human beings lose sense and sight and hold on reality itself. But Christ is the light of the world. He said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. Let's follow him and be the light of the world. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Use Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.